You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are here with another Radio 1 live to air with Welcomer.
Can you hear me? A bit going. Maybe not. Yeah. All right. Hey, great radio voice.
Oh, I try.
That was excellent.
I've been told I have a face for radio, so got to milk that.
No, it was really good because obviously we were talking a moment ago, but then, yeah, on here, you kill it. I'm going to work on my radio voice. Can I give it a go?
Yeah, go hard.
It's 91. Is that right? Is that
Radio 1, 91 FM. Okay.
Radio 1, 91 FM. Is that pretty good?
You should read books, audio books. I hear there's good money in it.
Is there really? Do you reckon?
I have no clue. That's a lie. Very good. So, you want to crack into it?
You play a song?
Yeah, we'll do the little sting and then we'll get amongst it, shall
okay,
we?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're on the one and this is Welcomer.
And now a tasty treat for your taringa. Piping down the earwaves and online, it's a Loose Loud live to ear.
Cool.
Deodorant can in a faded black backpack. The cell phone your friends came to clear out ASAP. I guess you had plans for when there were no longer plans. You went so hard till you just couldn't bear it, thrashing that body like it was something weird, and stare at the ceiling, almost always up and gone. I don't know what to tell you, I don't know how you lasted that long in the fog. I'm not sure that I'd pick it. I'm not afraid of anything, man. No, not any fucking thing. Let me know if you're nearby or if you're passing through. Let it rest, we'll pick it up. What do you wanna do? Pick the song, I hope you didn't mind. I thought I'd never listen to it, but I do sometimes. If it comes on in the right aisle, I'll stand there in the sound. I haven't noticed any signs, though I don't think that you're stuck around. Pick it. I'm not afraid of anything, man. No, not any fucking thing.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
You liked that?
That was, oh.
The harmonica's new.
Oh, I love a bit of harmonica.
Yeah?
Call me a country bumpkin, but you can never go wrong with it.
It's I had it for like 2 weeks. I feel like see, I'm in my 30s now. I feel like I can get a harmonica.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan era.
Yeah, that's right. You hit 30 and you just you see the world differently. Yeah. Harmonicas.
You start wearing a coat and you've got hunched up shoulders.
And, yeah, that's right. You know. You can't see me right now, but I'm wearing like 4 fedoras, cheese cutters, waistcoats.
If I didn't know better, I'd think Bob was in here with us.
I'm on my Timmy Chalamet bag.
Oy, oy, oy.
Hey, is it possible to get something in the headphones? It's all good if I can't, but I am.
Yeah, we can give you a bit of a bump.
Hey, that's sick. Thank you. Excellent.
Very good.
Yeah.
Should we get into the next one?
Okay, cool. Should I do a short one?
Up to you.
All right, what a short one. Bags huddled on the grand piano, sleeping in your sister's lounge. If someone could give you a grand piano, it doesn't surprise me now. It doesn't surprise me how. Across from the retired nuns on the lawn, back of the house, hands worn, chest loud, ready to burst, your shadow spills out. Heart thudding with the orchard floor, eyes flicker with the streetlight stutter. We all moved out of that house, you put it on a record cover. Red grief, can you hear me over the mess? Oh, my friends. Oh, my friends. Thank you.
God, they keep getting better and better.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you.
Which is impressive. They started off pretty darn good.
That one's called Daniel's Song, about Daniel McBride of Sheepdog and Wolf, who actually I heard their song on the radio, this radio station earlier.
Ooh,
yeah, I've been driving around the beautiful Rohe, and I've been listening to Radio 1 all day. It's been great.
Very good. Now, if the listeners out there want to find your music, where's the best spot to find that? You're on Bandcamp or?
Yeah, on all the bits and bobs, Bandcamp, we're streaming, and we've got records as well, as you can pick up at all good record stores. Also live. We played last night in Otipoti, but if you know anybody in Tamaki this coming weekend, we're playing on Saturday night. And the following Friday in Pōneke. So,
whereabouts?
In Auckland, we're playing at, it's like a venue/tattoo studio called Nice Goblins.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny. We tried to get booked at Goblin, they didn't reply. But then Nice Goblins hit us back. So it's all in the name, I guess. And then in Pōneke, we're playing at Valhalla, which is like a metal bar. But it kind of opened its doors to all sorts of different music during a period of venue closures in Wellington, when like Puppies and Mighty and Bodega and Caroline, like, it seemed like all the kind of indie venues were shutting down, and then
it's getting rough out there.
It is, yeah. Shouts out, Flying Out, Nick of the Woods, Ella's Way, but then cheery stuff. No,
yeah,
but it's been going. I mean, obviously you've got some great venues here in Dunedin, though. Shouts out the Crown.
Yeah, big ups the Crown.
Hey, is it true? Okay, I know I'll play a song in a second, but that the goat brings out sausage rolls if you play at the Crown?
Yeah.
Is that true?
I've heard that.
That's awesome.
By the goat, you mean Jones?
Yeah, I don't know. I've not met him, but that's
scary
awesome.
Fella, but I've heard he's lovely.
Is he scary?
I'm a little bit scared of him. I'm scared of all pub owners, but
Jones, if you're listening, you gotta come and link up with the boy.
Yeah, big up Jones, big up the Crown, big up all our lovely Otipoti venues.
Should I do another song?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a new one. So can you swear on? Not really. Okay, if I mess it up, then that's why it's . Catch it just being like full swear words, but no. Sorry. I mean, the government's getting rid of the BSA anyway, so it's.
I let you know I've made it to the station. You send a song ahead like an emissary. Seeing you is a celebration, visiting a victory. Thick grey rain, winter's grip on your train was dazzling. You know I've lost a license or two. You know I've ridden off a couple of cars. Do you feel safe in the passenger seat? Part of me doesn't want to ask. Say I'm moving to Perth to work in the dirt. You tell me I've been saying that now for so long. I just want you to know I don't want you to go and just hear something about it. Just hear something about it. I ask you who to vote for, try to point score, try to get it right, try to. After a while, you just say that you're tired. Open the glove box, play with the wires. Say that you have some news, but to please not get too excited. I just want you to know I don't want you to go and just hear something about it. Just hear something about it. I just want you to know I don't want you to go and just hear something about it. Just hear something about it. This decade is a heavy thing. I cannot pick it up. It's mesmerizing watching you holding it to the sun. You see the cracks and all the fractures that I left in us. When honestly failure hangs like fog in all my remembering. Grey rain dripping down desert road pylons, the heaviest tears flowing weightlessly outside the ski town motel. Fake icicles just hang there shimmering.
Thank you.
Nothing like a bit of road trip Midwest emo.
Shouts out. Yeah, that's it. You got it. That's nail on. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Oh, I do try to be aware of
different these scenes.
That was incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Not a glaze.
No, I need it. It's nerve wracking playing. So I normally play in a band, right?
Yeah.
And came down here solo because the others had to work, and so I've been doing these solo sets, and yeah, it's nerve wracking. So I need it, not for the ego, but just
incredible.
for the. You know, the hands.
Yeah, and it's kind of a crazy environment doing it.
It's, yeah.
In a room of three people, including
yourself. For sure.
Yourself.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, no, awesome stuff.
It's awesome. Yeah, no, I'm having a great time. Thank you for having me. Yeah. No, it's cool to play new ones because when you're releasing an album, it's a bit like you're in the promo vortex. Mm. You know, you're sending emails and you can kind of not feel like a real musician. And so it's been nice to say like, oh, let's play a new one.
Yeah, in the words of Logan Edwards, you're like a crappy T-shirt factory.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, icon, you know? Should we leave it there or do another one? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon if you've got one more in you.
Should do one more. Yeah, cool. Okay. There we go. I'm trying to position to get the least buzz as possible, but it's ambience, right? All right, this one's called Impossible. It's off our album called Calendars. Yeah, yada yada.
You're showing up just as I'm leaving. In the yellow of the shoe school's wiring, riddle and bliss in a stranger's bedroom, but mostly I just feel nothing. Addressed by the name, the role that I played, war was always your story. I wasn't invited, but you weren't invited. Either were you sorry, either were you. A year in the wreckage of warning, a year without mentioning time, leaving my best friend for the hell of it, never knowing how to say why. Sleeping around, borrowing towels, each dead boyfriend on a lock screen. The light in the glass, the red in the dark, each dead eye staring back at me, each dead eye staring back at me. You can tell me, is it bruising? One down, 10,000 ways to waste. Speak to splinter, count the cinders, free by flame. Drunk and obsessed, I almost thank secret knives for writing excess. How long's too long to hold it, I guess. How long's too long to hold the grudge? Over the counter, under the table, whatever gets you through the day. A little running, the second coming. Good things come to those who wait. Good things come to those who wait. You can tell me, is it bruising? One down, 10,000 ways to waste. Speak to splinter, count the cinders, free by flame. Staring at the ceiling and you're trying to turn me on. When I'm dizzy, switching meds, wondering how long it'll hold. Here's still where I think about when I think that I could grow old. But we don't grow the gardens, there's a new one every year. A new stack of undelivered mail rotting on the stairs. Silver graveyard, half in grey light, half in petrol station green. Streetlight yellow, the eye shadow shifts on me, simmering.
Thank you. Kia ora.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I feel like I'm just glazing so hard, but this is this has been crazy. This is one of the craziest live to airs I think I've ever been involved in.
No, that's
thank you so much
true.
For coming in.
Hey, I really appreciate it. It's been one of my favorites too, to be honest.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is great. Hell yeah.
Very good. And you know, as a last little round, is there any socials you want to plug?
Oh gosh.
What's the 411?
The 411. We're on Instagram. Yep. You can follow us on Instagram. And that's kind of the main one. Is that's what musicians, I haven't been doing on the TikTok. Like I got to, you know, I'm on my harmonica journey. It's like a different kind of path, you know?
Yeah. It's like, you're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah. We've also, yeah, no, totally. Otherwise, oh, you know what? Should I just shout out the email address?
Yeah.
You
why
can,
not?
welcomer@protonmail.com.
Proton?
Proton. See, I don't know. A friend of mine, Asher, who's very tech savvy, he used Proton Mail. I think it's like secure encrypted mail. I don't know, but I trusted them to, Yeah, so that's the
oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Proton actually got cancelled recently.
Proton got cancelled? Is that true?
Yeah, but like, cancelled.
Yeah. No ethical billionaires. You lot know the drill.
Yeah. I'm so curious. How does it... Okay, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious too now.
Let's stop now before I just plug the absolute... Yeah. But yeah, so thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. And lovely to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming in. And up now...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.